So we continue in Sha'ar Ahava in the Archas Tzaddikim. The shiur was started as Hizkos Le'ilui Nishmas Yechezkel Shraga ben Avraham Yehuda. It should also be Hizkos for Refuah Shleima, Le'ilui Nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim Menachem ben Siam, and should be Hizkos for Refuah Shleima for Chaim Dov ben Menorachol, Chana Le'ab ben Shein Dorachol, and Abba Dati ben Peril, and Hizkos for all those in in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue to discuss the various ways that it is appropriate for a person to express love. We talked about the proper way to love your children and the proper way to love money. So he says like this: V'avas nashim, when it comes to love of women, Tiyal Derech says should be in this way: She'yachshav, that a person should think and contemplate she'ha'isha matzilasa min acheid, that a woman prevents him from sinning u'mirachakta min aniyuf, and distances him from Znus, Uva Mekayim Peri of Arivya. Through her, he's able to be Mekayim in the midst of Peri of Arivya. V'hime Gadalis is Banav. She raises his children, V'yayvedes Loi Kol Yameha, and she serves him all of her days, V'mechina Loi Machalav, she prepares his food, and the other needs of the house. And because of this, or through this, it frees up a person to have time now to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, because his wife is taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of at home. So now he's free to learn and do mitzvahs. And she essentially helps him when it comes down to it. She helps him in fulfill his avodas Hashem. So the love of a woman is really an appreciation. That's really what we're saying here. That appreciate your wife, appreciate what she does for you, appreciate how in a spiritual way, not just in a physical way, but yes, there's a physical aspect to it. She serves you, she feeds you, but in a spiritual way, she keeps you clean from averus, and also motivates you and allows you the opportunity to do Torah and mitzvahs. The avas aviv imay. Then we talked about the love that a person has for relatives. We said that sometimes this will lead a person to enter into a machlokes to defend his relative, and he's biased because he's related and he doesn't see necessarily the truth, which might be that his relative is wrong. So he says like this: the avas aviv imay. When it comes to a parent, he al derech said should be in this way: sheyachshav, that a person should think shegidluhu, that they raised him up, v'tarchu bay, and they labored with him. They taught him the ways of Hashem. And they taught him and guided him in the way of Torah mitzvahs. And through them, a person could be mekayim the mitzvah. So when it comes to a parent, again, the love of a parent is to appreciate the parent and to express that appreciation, that our parents raised us, parents brought us to Torah mitzvahs, and that parents allow us to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud avim. What about siblings and other close relatives? The love should be in this way. Not that you should defend them no matter what, but rather that you should think, again, appreciate that they toil and occupy themselves with him to try to elevate him. And they also, in certain ways, in their own ways, help him serve Hashem. And therefore, what should your goal be? I want to teach them. I want to rebuke them if they're doing something wrong. And I'm not looking to get favor from them, because that's not going to serve them well. In this way, you'll get a tremendous reward. And it's a great midah. That a person was not ashamed because of his relatives. A person gets a lot of benefit from his relatives. Like we find with Lot. When Lot was captured, Avram went to battle against the four kings and defeated them on behalf of releasing and freeing Lot. Again, he was saved from Sodom. A person should love his friends and all other Yidden with perfect love. And this is a very important rule in the Torah, that what you don't do to your friend. Even greater than this, that in God's image he made man, and therefore it is appropriate for a person to, again, these types of love are expressed in our appreciating what our wives and other women in our lives do for us, and what parents and siblings and close relatives and friends do for us, and not to be afraid to say what needs to be said, but because in that way you won't, there's an assurance you will not be embarrassed, but rather you should take the opportunity to guide them, but also appreciate that there's a lot of good that comes from having friends and relatives.